Renato calling the shot there. I think he said 27 was going to get a goal tonight, and Tyson Jugnauth got a huge one, his first as a Badger.
Well, offensively, Jugnauth and Kuhlemans have been the go-to guys, I guess, for the Badgers, especially on the power play.
Feel good, even though he didn't get the goal, for Carson Bantle. He provided that screen that the netminder Trent Burnham, I don't think he ever saw that shot, and Bantle has been camped out there all night.
It's very much a replica of Zach Erdahl's play, where he went top shelf, just like Jugnauth did.
So Jugnauth gets the goal. The Badgers have a 4-3 lead with 7:04 to go in the third period. They overcame adversity in falling behind 1-0 in the first period to take a 2-1 lead in the second. They overcame adversity in throwing a puck into their own net and now have regained the lead at 4-3. Dexheimer back in his own zone, plays it off the back wall over to Lodge. Lodge has the puck rolling on edge, trying to get control of it, has to avoid a check as well. He'll snap a pass back over to Dexheimer as the Badgers now try to break it out. Horbach right up the middle, plays it to Lodge. Very aggressive forecheck here by Lindenwood. Badgers not able to get cleanly out of the zone. Finally, they do get it just over the blue line, but not for long. And at center ice, here comes Price now for Lindenwood. Snaps a pass to Gagnon on the near side. His wrist shot sticked aside by McClellan. Around the boards it goes. Here comes Kuhlemans breaking out of his own zone. To Bantle, in over the blue line. Bantle will play it deep on the dump in. A turnover comes out to Bantle with a backhander out front. Oh, Bantle was just cutting towards the middle after he dumped it in. Next thing you know, the puck was coming right back to him on his backhand, but Burnham made the save. Timeout with 6:06 to go in the third. 4-3 Badgers on top. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese is produced in Monroe, Wisconsin, with expertise from our family's four generations of cheesemaking. We start with high-quality milk from local dairy farms so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Brands, a proud sponsor of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
Badgers on top, 4-3. We owe a 10-second legal ID. 10-second across the Badger Radio Network. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Badgers leading it 4-3 with 6:06 to go in the third period. They've got an offensive zone faceoff as well. Stramo pulled it to the far boards. Gorniak is tripped up. Nice pass by Lindenwood as they try to get it out of the zone. They'll play it off the wall but not out. Lucius backhands it high into the air. It was like a punt looking for a fair catch by Trent Burnham as it went over top of him.
I was waiting for a jump ball.
Morlicki holds it at the line, tries to backhand it deep. That's picked off. And Lindenwood now with a chance to get out of the zone. It's bouncing around, and finally they get control of it and take it to the far side. Does Jack Anderson. He's knocked down. Anderson gets back to his feet, plays it along the far boards. Puck on edge. Bodies dropping everywhere out there as players are trying to get off the ice. It's turned over at center ice. Here comes Vorlicki back for Wisconsin. In over the line on the near side. On his backhand, gets behind the net. Stops, gets it to Lucius. Man out front, that was Gorniak on a quick wrist shot, and that is denied. Nice pass by Lucius that found Gorniak with everybody looking one direction. Gorniak had a chance on the near side.
Golden scoring opportunity. And we just took an icing call. Mike Vorlicki, get some touch.
Hey, Badger fans, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. So face-off back in the Badger zone with 5:10 remaining. 50 shots on goal for the Badgers, 12 for Lindenwood. Badgers have scored four times on those 50 shots. Lindenwood has scored three times on, one of their shots wasn't of their own doing. It
Correct.
Was of the Badgers' doing. So They scored twice of the 12 shots and one courtesy of the Badgers' Daniel Lotch. Here's Price at center ice. Gets it in over the line. His pass to the near side doesn't connect. As he tried to get it to Cage Sturzer. Price back along the blue line. Plays it cross ice. Sturzer gloves it down. Knocks it to his stick along the far boards. So he'll try to spin it deep. Badgers get it out of the zone all the way down the ice. It'll come right on the netminder. Burnham, who has to play a long lead pass with the Badger forechecker coming aggressively at him. Kerr plays it ahead to Mersch. Mersch will dump it in deep into the offensive zone. Around the boards it goes. Stang holds it on its backhand. A centering pass that went just wide of Mersch, who was in the slot. Kerr will have to hustle back into his own zone. 4:20 and counting in the third. Badgers on top, 4-3. At the blue line, a turnover and a chance for the visitors. Finnegan gets it into the corner. He's pinned up against the wall. Badgers able to finally clear it out of the zone. I was picking your interview for you there, Ian, as
yes,
we were on the
were.
Fly there. So far, I'll leave this one as a surprise for you, but I might be thinking about the guy who's got the goal right now to put him ahead. D. St. Paul with a drop pass to Malmquist. Malmquist plays it back down low. D. St. Paul has it roll off his stick on the backhand side, but hustles after it and plays it back to Dexheimer in the blue line. He'll snap a pass towards Lotch, but there was interference in between him, and the puck tipped to center ice by Finnegan. Finnegan then dumps it into the Badger end. Dexheimer is there. He'll take it behind his net, slam it back off the boards to Lotch on the near side. Right onto the tape of Malmquist. Badgers break it out cleanly with 3:30 to go in the third. In over the line is Caulfield. Spins around, looks. Sharp angle shot on the wrist shot. That's denied by Burnham. It'll come back to the near side. Caulfield can't control it. Price has it for Lindenwood. And the Lions defenseman will skate it right in front of his team's bench and play it out to center ice. It hits a broken stick that's been laying in the high slot area in the Badgers' zone, and the Badgers' Malmquist now gets control of it at center ice. He'll play it into Horbach, who dumps it in, and Malmquist heads off on a change. 3 minutes to go in the third period. Badgers on top, 4-3. Lindenwood racing back to the other end. Shane Lavelle gets it into the Badger zone. Around the boards it comes to Bantle. Bantle will just hit a soft little backhand deeper in his own zone. Lindmark is pinned up against the boards. He's knocked down to his knees. Swats at the puck. Lindenwood takes over control. They're buzzing in the offensive zone right now. Back to the blue line. A wrist shot is blocked out front. Nice job by Jack Horbach to get a piece of that one. Kuhlemans will try to play it out. Couldn't get much on it. A turnover and a chance for Lindenwood. A centering pass is tipped as Kyle Jeffers was alone in the slot. His shot, though, was deflected up and out of play.
Don't ease up until the puck's out of the zone. They make a pass, and then they kind of stand and watch and admire it. There's more to the play after you make the pass. Take your man, the guy that you just beat, and make sure he doesn't get to the net. And two times, both Vorlicki and Kuhlemans got caught watching.
Rob Vogel alongside Ian Perrin here inside the Kohl Center in the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. 2:33 to go in the third period. Badgers on top of Lindenwood by the score of 4-3. Faceoff in the Badger zone controlled by Finnegan. Plays it back to the point. Shot through traffic, never reaches the net. It comes to the near boards. Lions keep it in, play it down deep and around the boards it goes. Kuzma can't get to it. Pinched in, but finally finds Kuzma, who plays it back to the blue line. Finnegan's wrist shot through traffic is snatched out of the air by McClellan, and a big save there with 2:16 to go in the third.
Yeah, every time this line gets out there, I get a little worried for the Badgers because Gagnon can score from pretty much every place. He's proven that in the past. And when the Badgers make sloppy passes like that and the defensemen are getting long shots, you've really got to be on your game and play defensive hockey, especially with only 2:16 left here in the third period.
Faceoff in the Badger zone. Kate Stefani will take it for Lindenwood, the former Janesville Jet. Matched up with Lindmark for the Badgers. He's out there with Horbach and Bantle. Lotch and Kerr along the blue line for the Badgers. They don't like the way they did it. They're going to redo it again. Drop the puck. Badgers win that one. Kerr gets control of it in the corner. He'll play it out to center ice. Good win for the Badgers there in the faceoff. Bantle hustling after in the forecheck. His long reach trying to get to it. Horbach follows up, disrupts the flow momentarily, but now Lindenwood will bring it out of his own zone. Cade Stefani through center ice. Gets it in over the line, loses control of it. Lions regain it. Play back towards the blue line along the near boards, though. Bantle delivers a check and gets the puck out to center ice.
Good job, Carson. Keep dogging him.
Lindenwood controlling in its own zone. Done with it. Plays a long lead pass through the middle, and this is going to be an icing call, I believe. Indeed it is. With 1:43 now remaining in the third period, Badgers clinging to that one-goal lead.
Shot advantage now for the Badgers. 51 for the UWs and 13 for Lindenwood Lions.
faceoff in the offensive zone, but they're going to take a timeout, and we will as well. With 1:43 to go in the third, Badgers on top 4-3. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Save on your next appliance upgrade right now during the last 11% off in 2022. Upgrade your home with top appliance brands including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. We have the largest in-stock appliance selection to take home today at the lowest prices. Upgrade to new energy-efficient appliances. It's your last chance to get 11% off all of them. Good through November 23rd. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Buckle up for the final 1:43 to go here in the third. Badgers leading Lindenwood by the score of 4-3. Offensive zone faceoff for the Badgers as they try to get their fifth win of the season and try to make it three in a row. Kuhlemans off the faceoff from the blue line. Let's a wrist shot go. That's deflected and goes wide of the net. Controlled by Finnegan, who sends it cross ice. Kuhlemans will get to it in front of his own bench. Can't get it out of the zone. Vorlicki below the goal line. Pins it in his skates up against the boards. Kuhlemans is there as well, trying to dig it free. It'll squirt loose, and Lindmark will get control of it. He'll backhand it off the boards on the near side. The netminder, Burnham, was heading towards the bench, then had to come back in as the Badgers play it all the way down the ice. Price will play it behind his net. Give it off to Yamichuk. Cross ice, it goes to Ryan Finnegan through the neutral zone. His pass doesn't find Gagnon. Vorlicki controls it, takes it behind his own net to his backhand along the near boards. Can't get anything on it to get it out of the zone. Pins his man up against the ball wall. Now 55 seconds remaining in the third period. Comes back to the blue line. It's controlled by Price. He'll take it down below the circle, below the goal line now. Pins to his forehand. Slides it back to the point to Gagnon. Gagnon will walk it to the middle, get it to Price. They move it around quickly. Finds its way back to Gagnon. Turns a pass through the slot. It'll go all the way to the far boards before Gagnon can get control of it. Jeffers with it now. Along the far boards, looking towards the middle. They're setting up like a power play as they've got the extra attacker out there. Badgers have five skaters to the six for Lindenwood. It comes to Price on the near boards. Plays it down low. A chance for Kuhlemans to get it. He'll send it all the way down the ice and just misses the wide open net. Hustling after it, though, is Gorniak, a backhander that he sends.
Lord, just Jack.
Wide of the open cage. He negated the icing, which was the good thing, but missed what would have been the final nail in the coffin. DeSaint Falls sends it all the way down the ice, and he hits the side of the cage, and that's bad news because that right
icing.
Now is going to bring an icing call with 7.4 on the clock.
I thought that Matty DeSaint Falls hit a player.
Well, and that might be what the conversation is going
Correct.
On right now. And DeSaint Falls is having that conversation, and the officials are talking about it. And Matthew seemed to be pleased with the initial conversation, and the officials are now going to all huddle up right below us here and discuss it in front of the scorer's box. But boy, I'd have bet anything that Gorniak was going to tap that backhander home into the open net, and he sent it through the blue paint and wide of the net.
So the officials made the incorrect call, therefore the center ice, the faceoff will be at center ice with 7.4 seconds remaining.
And that's all that stands between the Badgers and a third straight victory here. It would be a hard-fought non-conference victory tonight if they can get it. Caulfield will take the draw for the faceoff for the Badgers. Mersch and DeSaint Falls up front. DeStefani for Lindenwood, but the Badgers control. DeSaint Falls dumps it into the offensive zone. The netminder is back in the net. It goes wide in the net as the horn sounds, ending this one for the Badgers, which brings another sigh of relief for the Badgers, who get their third straight victory as they celebrate with netminder Kyle McClellan, who gets his first victory of the year to improve to 1-2 on the season. Boy, they threw everything at him but the kitchen sink. And it didn't come easy, but at least it did come finally for them tonight again.
But, you know, I'll disagree and I'll agree at the same time. Yes,
okay.
They did throw everything except the kitchen sink. But I would have to say that Burnham never really had to make any spectacular saves. at any point in time. So it wasn't the difference in the goaltending that was the difference. It was the fact that the Badgers just didn't get any rebounds and didn't get any deflections.
Badgers win it 4-3. Our post-game show, we'll check in with Badgers head coach Tony Granato on the team's third straight win, have our Everlight Solar player of the game and our energizing performance of the game as well. We'll check in on all the scores around the college hockey world and have our calls of the game as well. Post-game show coming your way next from the Kohl Center. Badgers win it 4-3. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Puzzles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Snow likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 13, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow, snow likely, highs level off around 21. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows around 3 above. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 17.
Wisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
And good news to report as we kick off the post-game show. The Badgers win it 4-3 over Lindenwood, their third straight victory. It didn't come easy, but the Badgers did eventually get the 4-3 victory here tonight, their third straight and their fifth on the season. As we get our post-game show going here for the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, Rob Vogel alongside Ian Perrin, and we check in with Ian for our Everlight Solar player of the game. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar.
I can't rain on this parade. I really can't.
You've done it before. I mean, come on. Really?
All I'm going to say is that the power play was... had two opportunities to score, both by defensemen, and both scored. So Kuhlemans and Jugnauth, I guess I'll give it to the freshman who scored his first goal. Tyson Jugnauth, our player of the game for his power play goal that put the Badgers up 4-3, and they held on to win it.
And you knew that might be a factor or a story of the game going in, that this was the most penalized team in all of college hockey.
Correct.
In Lindenwood. And even though the Badgers' power play had struggled a bit this year, they were going to get enough opportunities to maybe eventually find it, as they did tonight.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've seen the penalty sheet have that many names on it, and it really wasn't an aggressive, physical, or dirty game by any stretch of the imagination. The penalties that were taken by the Badgers, chopped out a puck and ended up a guy stepping on their stick, but it's a tripping call, a hooking call by Lindenwood against Daniel Lotch in the corner that gave them the power play. Those aren't, physical, going for people's heads or trying to chop off their legs or whatever the case may be. So it wasn't a dirty type game for penalties, but there were a significant amount of penalties.
Tyson Jugnauth, in fact, being interviewed right now by the television crew, and we hope to be joined by him shortly, as well as our player of the game is Brock Caulfield this week. So that is one of the three stars of the game here, and handing out pucks to the crowd. So Tyson Jugnauth, our Everlight Solar player of the game. And Ian, we also have an energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. What or who do you like tonight for the energizing performance of the game?
Well, performance of the game, I got to give it to Carson Kuhlemans, in the sense that I don't know how many times he had the puck and he walked from the left side. You notice he was playing on his offside most of the night. He walked from the left side to the center of the net, and boy, he had some amazing opportunities. And there's a couple times where his athletic ability, his hockey sense, his whatever, just overtook everybody on Lindenwood. So the performance of the game goes to Carson Kuhlemans, and it's kind of no secret that the Badgers had 51 shots on net. Guess what? Kuhlemans had 8 of them.
He did.
So he's an offensive threat, let's put it that way.
It takes a certain amount of inner peace, shall we say, to not shoot that one right away and calmly step one more to your right and then find the open cage, where a lot of folks might have been saying, I got to fire this on net as soon as possible. He did not. That's what a goal scorer has in them, just in their ability.
Yeah, between him and Jugnauth, I think there's two very, very dynamic young men who have great hands and great vision. Fact of the matter being, they may get too cute for themselves every so often, and it causes some turnovers at the offensive blue line. But the situation tonight was that they owned the offensive zone, especially on the power play. Jugnauth and Kuhlemans are two very good 1-2 punches. One's a freshman, the other one's a sophomore. It's kind of hard when you look out on the ice and you see the second unit of the power play come out, and it's got 4 freshmen and 1 sophomore on it.
So Tyson Jugnauth, our Everlight Solar player of the game, and Carson Kuhlemans, the energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Our post-game show continues here from the Kohl Center. We'll talk with Badgers head coach Tony Granato, a Badger player of the game as well, and get you caught up on what's going on around the rest of the college hockey world this evening. Badgers win at 4-3. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Upgrade your space and maximize storage during the last 11% off in 2022. Designer's Image Closet Solutions are great for hanging clothes and storing accessories in closets or entryways. They offer a variety of stylish products and closet solutions that fit any need, taste, and budget. It's your last chance to get 11% off all Designer's Image Closets now at Menards. Good through November 23rd. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're
born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese is produced in Monroe, Wisconsin with expertise from our family's four generations of cheesemaking. We start with high-quality milk from local dairy farms so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Brands, a proud sponsor of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
Back at the Kohl Center inside the American Family Insurance broadcast booth where the Badgers victorious tonight by the score of 4-3 over Lindenwood in the first ever meeting between these two programs. We'll be joined shortly by Badgers head coach Tony Gradano. Let's take a look at the stats this evening. Badgers put 13 shots on goal in the first period, 20 in the second, and 18 more in the third for a grand total of 51 shots on goal. And that's not counting the one they put on their own goal that went into the empty net tonight. So that you can make that 52, I guess, technically, if you want to. They outshoot the Lions 51-13 on the way to the 4-3 victory. Power plays this evening. Lindenwood gets five of them and only scores one time, getting three shots on goal. The Badgers, in the first two man advantage situations they faced, didn't allow Lindenwood, which had a power play converting at over 25%, to even get a shot on goal. Badgers 2-for-7 on the night with 21 shots on goal, including 10 on their four man advantage situations in that third period. Badgers power play comes through tonight, including the game winner. Penalty minutes, 7 penalties for the Lions for 14 minutes, 5 for 10 minutes for the Badgers. Kyle McClellan with 10 saves for the Badgers. Trent Burnham with 47 for Lindenwood. Scoring got started in the first period, an even strength tally, a minute 42 in. Caleb Price with his third of the season. Badgers tied it at 1, also with his third of the season. It was Zach Erdahl for the Badgers. And somebody we talked about in the pregame show and talked with head coach Tony Granato, he's now got 3 goals in 3 days. You're looking for offense wherever you can get it, and Zach certainly has some speed and ability that if you can get him to score some goals, that would go a long way to helping the cause, Ian.
Do you ever notice that when he's inside the top of the circles, he's only focused on one thing? Where's the goalie and where can I shoot it?
He's looking to pull the trigger, and he got the Badgers tied at 1. Then it was Brock Caulfield with his fourth of the season, still in the first period at the 13:47 mark, and the Badgers led it 2-1 after 1. In the second period, the only goal in that middle frame came from Drew Kuzma, his first of the season, and that pulled the game even at 2 after 2. In the third period, well, why don't you describe what happened? Joe Prouty will get credit for the goal, but he had nothing to do with it, really, Ian.
Daniel Latch screwed up. How's that?
Okay.
Inadvertently, he was trying to pass it back. There was a delayed penalty about to be called, and Latch, instead of pumping it into the zone and getting the faceoff deep in the Lindenwood zone, tried to pass it back like a normal power play breakout with Stang and I forget who the other player was.
I think it was Lindmark who put on the brakes.
Could have been.
It went past him.
And it went past both of those guys and into the open net, and Lindenwood was credited with a goal, empty net goal, I might add.
Yeah.
Off the stick of Daniel Latch, and the man who was in the penalty box, Prouty, for the most of the whole game, I guess, as far as Lindenwood was concerned, was given credit for the goal, and that's the second time in my Badger hockey history of over 30 years mm-hmm. that I've seen the Badgers do that. It happened 4 or 5 years ago. I can't remember who actually did it, but we'll see.
Well, it looks like we've got Badgers head coach Tony Granato down below joining us on the headset. Can you hear us? Sorry, coach.
I can, Rob. Thank you.
Congratulations on the victory. Boy, nothing easy, right? I mean, you guys had to work for this one and stay with it before you came out of here victorious tonight.
Is the game over and we didn't win? Is that what happened?
Indeed.
What the heck was that all about?
Well, it was 3-3, and then Lotch tried to shoot it in our net again.
Oh, no.
What the heck? Like, some of these things you can't make up. They just happen. And you're looking at the game, and you're going, what's the score right now? You feel like you did everything right. And then you got, you know, the fortune thing for us and the good thing for us is, again, that easily could have went south on how that game was going. Mm-hmm. We were tenacious enough to draw some penalties in the third period, our power play, which hadn't been able to put the puck in the net or in the ocean, so to speak, even on our great chances. Finally was able to get a couple by the goalie. Our net front presence on the Jugnauth goal by Bantle was outstanding. Bantle made a great play on the other goal down at the goal line in the third period. So some really good things from the specialty teams. Horback and Lindmark were outstanding. Stang and Mersch were outstanding on that. I thought our D group was really, really good. Kersey led the way there. Kuhlman comes back. It's a big goal for us. So lots of really, really good things. It's, again, we had a scratch and claw to the last second of the game to come up with a win. But those are good things for our guys to have to fight through. Now we got to rest, recover, and be ready for tomorrow.
I want to protect my sources on this one, but somebody before the game, close to the program, pulled out the line sheet and pointed at number 27 and said, he's going to score tonight. Any idea why that person might have indicated thinking that Tyson was going to score tonight?
Well, he's the confidence he's gained in practice, the PP reps that he's gotten in the last couple weeks with that unit. And the skill that you just see over and over again every time you watch him on the ice, you just knew it was going to come. It's the thing that people don't really know when you look at him and you see all the niftiness that he plays with and the elusiveness carrying the puck. His shot is really good, really strong. It's a quick release. So it's for a defenseman, you don't want to say it's a goal scorer shot, but it is. He can come down from where he shot from tonight and pick corners. And he had a few really good chances tonight, and finally, when we needed one, he put one right in the corner. And again, thanks to Bantz, was a great screen in front.
I have a question for you. What are your lottery picks for tonight? Because if you're calling guys who are going to get the game-winning goal before the game, I want to know what numbers you
picked. I'm glad Rob saw that. I just closed my eyes and put my finger on one, and it was 27. So it was one of those nights, that, again, with what he's done and how hard he's worked, and such a nice kid. You cheer for a kid like that. And like I said, it was only a matter of time, and he picked the right time to get his first one.
And we also lastly commented on the Kuhlman's goal that a lot of guys, maybe 9 out of 10, would have fired that puck as soon as it came to their stick. But he has that ability and that patience inside him to walk it to the middle and get an even better shot.
He needed that one, too. I mean, he's got the World Junior pressures of trying to make that team. He got injured and missed some games last weekend. They haven't gone into that form like they did last year. The frustration, for him is just, because he's so competitive. He wants to do well and help his team, and that hasn't happened. So for him to come back tonight and be able to contribute in a big way and get that goal for us was, big for us, big for him. And, I like the adjustment on the power play and where we moved him to. I think we give him an opportunity to shoot more pucks from the side as opposed to the top. And I think Jug Nelson's mobility at the top gives us some more flexibility on the puck movement coming in different directions from up there. So I think it's been a positive.
Coach, appreciate the time. Congratulations
on
the win.
Coach.
Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you.
That's Badgers head coach Tony Granato. His team wins 4-3 tonight. We'll have more in the postgame show when we return to the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates.
Well, if the rapture comes, I hope they take me and leave Dom.
If the rapture comes, we'll be here tomorrow, Mike, taking your calls. We certainly appreciate it. 844-967-2789.
Come on, man. You must mean the royal we.
So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Hey, if you want to go meet your maker, Crudy, don't let me stop you.
I'm your maker, man.
844.
You've already met him.
They say the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. In the same way, the journey to end poverty for good begins first with a child. A journey like this takes commitment from you and me. A commitment to end poverty for good. Learn how you can help at children.org right now.
Inside the Kohl Center, where the Badgers skate to a 4-3 victory tonight over Lindenwood. And we are joined now by our player of the game, freshman defenseman Tyson Jugnauth, who got the game-winning goal. And congratulations, Tyson. Nothing comes easy. You guys have certainly shown an ability to overcome adversity, as you did here tonight as well.
Yeah, I think that's just been a big thing with our team this year is trying to overcome adversity and lean on each other when times get tough, and I think that we did that great tonight.
Would it surprise you to know that a certain head coach of a certain team that you play for pointed at your number on the line sheet to me before the game and said, this guy's going to score tonight, and kind of called your shot in getting the game-winning goal?
Yeah, I think someone else told me that tonight, but I don't think if I wouldn't have believed that if someone told me that before the game.
Well, believe me, he's going to run around town telling everybody he called a shot, so he's good in the prediction game. Take us through what turned out to be the game-winning goal, your first as a Badger, and what happened in the play.
Yeah, I think we were on the power play. It was kind of a broken play, and Kuhl sent one over to me on the far side. And, you know, we've been working a lot in practice about pulling it around shot blockers, and I just tried to do that. And, you know, Bantz had a great screen in front and just found the back of the net.
Coach talked a minute ago, and we had him on, about you being at the middle of the power play and kind of moving you to that spot. Do you like it? What do you think that plays to in your strengths in your game?
Yeah, I like it. That's where I've been all my life, on the power play. I think that I'm more of a puck mover than a shooter. And I think with Maddie and Kuhls on the flanks there, we can really generate a lot of chances.
Second straight week, and you guys have faced a team that loves to block shots and does it time and time again. Even though you threw 51 officially on net, they had a ton of them that they blocked, just like last weekend when you faced Long Island. How tough, how challenging, how frustrating can that be at times when you're facing a team that does that so well?
Yeah, for sure. It can get frustrating when you're trying to get shots through and good scoring chance and they're just diving in front and blocking it. You know, I think that over the past week, we really worked on, like, pulling it around defenders and getting shots through. So I think that tonight we did a better job than we did last week in getting shots through. And I think just, like, overall, it was better getting shots on net than it was last weekend.
Tice, this is Ian Perrin. I'm taking credit for all of the Western Canada defensemen. Those coffee crisp bars that I brought back from Calgary, you guys are undefeated since I brought those back.
I think you're going to have to go make another trip to Calgary and bring some more back.
Yeah, I think that's the best thing you've said all night. Let's send Ian back to Calgary as soon as possible that he can put a mail. Tyson, last one for you. You guys now have won 3 in a row. You've seen the puck go in the net a number of times here now on home ice. What is that doing mentally for you guys after there have been some challenges and some struggles in scoring goals? You're seeing the red light come on, the puck go in the net, and it's resulting in some victories.
Yeah, I think that now that the puck's going in the net and, you know, we're winning on at home and winning games, it's, you know, we always believe we can win games, but it's nice to actually see it happen. And now guys are really, we know that we can win games if we play the right way. And I think if we just keep doing that, we'll keep having success.
Congratulations on the victory tonight and your first collegiate goal. Best of luck tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Thanks for the time. That's Badgers freshman defenseman Tyson Jugnauth. He got the game-winning goal tonight. We'll have our calls of the game and get you caught up on what happened around the rest of the college hockey world when we return to the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's Restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's Restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the first Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive four game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
At Cenex, we're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative, because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
Inside the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, Rob Vogel alongside Ian Parham, where we watched the Badgers skate to a 4-3 victory tonight over Lindenwood. And I know it's a simple, kind of obvious thing to say, Ian, but for a team that had some goal-scoring struggles early in the year, had some struggles with the win-loss record, to see three wins in a row, no matter who they're against, to see the puck go in the net, it can only be a good thing and help build for confidence for whatever happens next. But a team that certainly need it has gotten what they needed so far here in this homestand.
Yeah, unfortunately, the naysayers will say, well, they had 50 shots on net. At least they scored four goals on those 50 shots. Or last weekend when they had, 48, but they had 30 shots blocked and all the rest of that kind of stuff. I'm not so sure that the pace of the game is good for Badger hockey, because when they get back into Big Ten play, the pace is going to be a lot quicker and a lot less physical. Mm-hmm. But a win is a win is a win, and you know what goes on in an 18, 19-year-old, 20-years-old head? No, nobody does. But I will tell you that when they're winning, they're a lot sharper and they're a lot more intense at practice. When you're on a losing streak, it's like taking blood out of a stone. You just can't get it. And it takes a couple wins like these last couple wins that they've had where they've had to struggle to get them. And again, I've used this phrase a lot. I hope this is a starting point or a jumping point to the confidence that they can score against anybody.
Well, the Badgers didn't get the first goal of the evening. That went to Lindenwood, so the Badgers had adversity right out of the chute in period number one. But they got four goals on the board to get the 4-3 victory, and that brings us to our calls of the game. Lindmark, who plays it back to Vorlicki. Long wrist shot from the blue line, goes wide, and then a sharp angle rebound, and they score! Erdahl ties the game at one. Good effort on the back check to break it up from Jack Anderson. A turnover, Malmquist, and a shot and a goal by Brock Puffield. A one-timer, and the Badgers have the lead at 2-1. Long cross-ice pass finds Jack Gorniak. Gorniak drops it back for Lucius. A wrist shot that whistles over top of the net, and the netminder Trent Burnham went down, ducked his head, threw up his glove, and then was happy to hear the sound of the glass as the puck whistled past him. Malmquist has it now. Center ice right below us. Plays a pass to Cruz Lucius in over the line. Drops it for Kuhlemans. To the middle is Richard right on. His save is made. Rebound was loose. Kuhlemans almost followed up on it. And numbers the other way for Lindenwood as they rush out of the zone. At center ice, Lindenwood has their pocket picked as Bantle gets it. Got a man ahead. That's Malmquist. Malmquist in alone on his back end. Puts it right into Burnham's chest. He was being harassed by behind. Just couldn't get everything he wanted on that one. And steered it on net, but an easy save by Burnham. Turnaround shot comes right on. McClellan makes the save and covers up quickly because he had a man right on the doorstep. So good job by Kyle McClellan to get the faceoff here with 5:45 to go in the second period. Lucius plays it behind the net. Gorniak tries to spin away from a check. A centering pass bounces its way to Jugnauth. A wrist shot right on. And the save is made by Burnham. As Horbach was in with a head of steam, so the Badgers regroup at center ice. Delayed penalty call coming. Oh no, they sent it back towards their own net, and the Badgers played it into their own net. Lindenwood will get the goal as McClellan had left the net. The Badgers, yeah, of little consolation at the moment, a slashing penalty on Lindenwood, but the Badgers just played it into their own net, and Lindenwood has grabbed a 2-1 lead. Jugnauth at the blue line. Controlling the puck. He'll take it to the far circle. Send it to Bantle up front, who again slides it between his legs. Kuhlemans shoots and scores! A power play goal. We're tied at 3. Caulfield, backhand pass to Kuhlemans. Swing it over to Jugnauth near top of the circle. Walks to the middle, shoots and scores! Coach was right. Tyson Jugnauth gets the goal, and the Badgers power play tally puts them in front for the first time tonight at 3-2. Or excuse me, for the second time tonight, but it's 3-2. 4-3, 3-2, shooting in your own net. Who knows, Ian? It was crazy tonight to keep track of everything that happened.
Yeah, with the amount of shots on net, did you would expect that there would be more than a 4-3 score. However, a win is a win is a win.
Indeed, the Badgers win it 4-3 tonight. Their third in a row and their fifth of the season. They improved to 5-8 in the season. We'll get you caught up on the scores from around the college hockey world when we return to the Kohl Center on this post-game show. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf. Ooh!
What about the tiny dog? cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin. What does the turkey say? Whale.
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Well, the Badgers were victorious 4-3 tonight over Lindenwood in the first ever meeting between these two teams in a non-conference series. Let's check in with what happened in the Big Ten tonight. And the showdown for first place, well, you could say technically it was in two spots, but really the teams with the best chance to finish the weekend at the top of the Big Ten standings are Penn State and Michigan State, and they met in Happy Valley, and Penn State wins it over the Spartans by the score of 4-3, a surprising battle for first place in the Big Ten. A team in Penn State that the Badgers saw here a few weeks ago, and a team in Michigan State that the Badgers saw in East Lansing, and nobody in the preseason prognostications, Ian, picked either of those teams to finish in the top half of the conference, let alone challenging for first place at this point.
Correct. I don't think that anybody anticipated that they would reload more than recruit, I guess is the best way, because Michigan State made the coaching change and things seems to be going in the right direction. And whatever their coach said, I think it was in the pregame interview with Brian at Michigan State, he said the upperclassmen have bought into my system and my theory on how things should be run here, and they are playing better than they have in the past couple of years. So hats off to Michigan State. He's done a good job.
They entered the weekend in first place. Penn State gets the 3 points tonight. Meanwhile, in Ann Arbor, Michigan, it was number 2 Minnesota against number 3 Michigan in what was the series finale. The two teams played last night, and the Gophers get the sweep with a 6-3 victory tonight after a 5-2 victory on Thursday. Michigan had to play without 6 players out due to illness, had to have their third string goalie suit up as a forward. Have you ever been in a situation like that where you've had to take a goalie and get them to skate, or basically pull somebody off the deep, deep reserves to get in because of illness or injury or something like this?
No, but I had to use my 7th defenseman as the backup goalie because we could not start the game without 2 goaltenders. And we went to Stevens Point, and I had to have my 7th defenseman back as the backup goaltender. And lo and behold, he wanted to take warm-up shots. And I was like, at your own risk, yeah. Dude.
I don't think I'd want any goal. I don't want the starter in there for warm-up shots because I don't want anybody risking him getting hurt either. But the Gophers get the sweep with the win over Michigan. The Badgers will see the Wolverines in the first weekend in December here at the Kohl Center when they return to Big Ten play. And the other Big Ten series this weekend, Ohio State gets a 5-2 victory over Notre Dame in game 1 of that series. In Atlantic hockey play, Mercyhurst beats Holy Cross 3-0. Army shuts out Bentley 2-0. Bowling Green blanks Fair State 6-0. And Northern Michigan and Minnesota State 2-2 tie in overtime. Michigan Tech 6-2 better than St. Thomas. ECAC, Princeton falls to number 5. Quinnipiac 4-1. Quinnipiac now 7-1-2 on the season. They go to overtime to Colgate and Brown, and Colgate wins 3-2 in the extra session. Cornell 5-2 better than Yale. Hockey East, UMass, the defending national champions, beats New Hampshire 4-2, and Vermont blanked by Providence 4-0. Providence improves to 6-2-3 on the season. Boston U shut out by Northeastern 2-0, and Connecticut falls in overtime to UMass Lowell by the score of 3-2. National Collegiate Hockey Conference, it's Minnesota Duluth 5-4 over Western Michigan. North Dakota crushing Miami 7-1, and St. Cloud State and Colorado College no score in the second period. A couple other non-conference scores that goes along with this series in non-conference play. Clarkson 2-1 over Arizona State, and Alaska Fairbanks a 3-1 victory over RIU. IT. Some other scores of note. The Big Ten volleyball action, the Badgers blank Rutgers 3-0. So the third-ranked Badgers improved to 22-3 in the season, 16-1 in Big Ten play. The Badger women's hockey team in a matchup of number one versus number three. The number one Gophers and the number three Badgers will be a Saturday-Sunday series here in Madison at LeBron. So always a great matchup when these two rivals meet. No different this year as it's number one versus number three. And the Badger football team, an 11 a.m. kickoff tomorrow in Lincoln, Nebraska to take on the Corn Huskers. Those are your scores. We'll put a wrap on this one when we return to the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
At Cenex, we're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative, because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A Midea ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, Midea can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MideaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you-know-who. Welcome to Delicious.
Well, the Kohl Center is now empty other than Ian, Brian Posick, myself, and a few people cleaning up. But there was some action in here tonight in a 4-3 game that the Badgers were victorious over Lindenwood in the team's first ever meeting between these two programs. Lindenwood in its first season in Division I college hockey, and the Badgers get the 4-3 victory here tonight, their third in a row this season. And, I guess if you're looking for a final thought here, Ian, on the message for tomorrow night, keep shooting the puck. You're going to shoot a lot, and eventually you got to find a way to get something past the netminder and all the bodies that are out front trying to block shots, just like it was last weekend against Long Island.
Keep shooting the puck, but maybe fake the shot once and then get a good passing lane or a good shooting lane before you shoot it into their belly like we did most of the time tonight.
Get the power play going and don't shoot it in your own net. I guess those are the only two other things you can add to that checklist of items. Badgers get the 4-3 victory here tonight. We thank you for joining us for this broadcast and hope you'll be back with us again tomorrow night for the series finale as the Badgers shoot for a sweep versus Lindenwood. Pregame at 6:30, puck drops at 7 p.m. For Ian and our producer Steve and our entire Learfield team back in our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri, this is Rob Vogel wishing you a great night. Good night from the Kohl Center, where the Badgers win it by the score of 4-3 over Lindenwood. You've been listening to Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Each day, activists and newsmakers will provide updates on protecting Mother Earth.
As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. We invite all people to walk hand in hand with our struggles, victories, and achievements. Join us for our Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake weeknights at 6 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt, and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248.